The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band.
Good morning. Let's swing this, baby. Come on. We got it. Wednesday. April Fool's Day.
And the man is Frank Sinatra.
Anything can happen. Just saying. All these people get in my room.
Come on, get up and dancing. Here we go.
All right. Come fly with me. We'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. We'll fly away. Come fly with me. We'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll float down in the blue.
Good morning, good morning.
Once I get you up there.
Yeah, man.
Where the air.
We'll be back to normal soon enough. The news is so bad, you know, it's getting worse. The next couple of weeks will be rough, but we got this. I want you to decompress. I want you to take this as kind of a retreat, you know. You could just step back a little bit, catch your breath over the after the crazy schedules that we keep. But some crazy news out of the White House yesterday. So, you know what? We just got to stand fast and we'll get through it, you know. But first of all, good morning. How are you? Happy April Fool's Day. It's a Wednesday, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. I know it's so you feel disoriented a little bit. Everybody's questioning everything. We got this. We got this. I promise you. A little, like my instincts say, it's going to little bumpy over the next couple of weeks, you know, something, but we are, you know, then you look back at history, what we've done as a nation. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We got this. So I'm suspect, you know, because I'm like, I think from New Jersey, are you New Yorkers are the same way. And if you're listening around the country, then welcome. Great to have you here. I have not said the answer, but is it just a Northeast thing? You know, not snarky, just suspect, you know, we're just kind of, I don't know, just kind of leery of accepting what the government tells you, what anybody tells you. I don't know. It's just, maybe it's just a Northeast thing or a Jersey, New York thing, but I'm looking at things and say 200,000 people. We're expecting to lose 200,000 people. Now, this is from the president. So now I can't imagine. That's like 7,000 people a day. I cannot figure out how that could possibly happen. And reading here, nearly a quarter of a million people in the U.S. could die from the coronavirus. Even if people practice strict social distancing measures, if people do nothing, the death toll in America could exceed 2 million, it's saying, according to top medical experts on the Federal Coronavirus Task Force. Already there have been nearly 200,000 confirmed cases in the U.S. and more than 4,000 deaths. But you know what? Somebody send me something. And again, here we go. Here we go. Me being a little leery of everything, you know, and I really am. And forgive me. I tweeted out, keep calm. It's April Fool's Day. But you got to question everything. And then our buddy on Twitter sent me something from Candace Owens. And she says, the number one, this is from Border Fox, who we love, the number one killer in America is heart disease. 1,002 people die a day. Did you know that if you die from heart disease right now, and they determine you to be asymptomatic, an asymptomatic carrier of COVID-19. That means you have it, but it hasn't taken over your body. You have it. In your post-mortem, they legally add your death to the coronavirus toll. They add your death to the coronavirus death toll if you die like of heart disease, but if you've got like if you're asymptomatic. And then someone else tweeted out, and I know it's Twitter, and I know you got to believe what the government tells you, but I'm just a little suspect. I work in medical examiner's office. Here's a guy. This is Mike on Twitter. Suicides and murders are being classified as COVID deaths if they can't carry the antibody. It's a numbers game and a sham. I don't know that that's the case, but I'm just suspect that's a big number, 200,000. Cannot get a handle on that, you know? But we have to listen to what... And also this, between you and I, this early in the morning, this is what we call, if you're new to the show, our intimate hour, 6 to 7 a.m. Look at me. I would, but you know what? In the old days, I'm coming in at this hour. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm an entertainer is what I am. I'm in the blue collar show business. I go on stage. I sweat blood, sweat and tears on stage. Step off stage. I got to do it all again the next night, you know, and I love it. God help me. I do love it. So as George Patton said, you know, so now though, we always like to, I'm on the radio here and we're up this early in the morning and we gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning. And it just makes me just a little, I don't know. It was just a little, the press conference yesterday, and I study this, and I watch it, and now I'm obsessed. And so, because I feel a responsibility to be able to report to you and just give you a take on it, and then I love to hear what you say, because when you call, because, and also I know that they listen in Washington, because, you know, I heard the president use the word snarky. Where have you heard that? That's a favorite word of mine, because you don't want to be mean about it, but you don't want to say wise, you know, I don't like to use inappropriate language on this show. I respect you too much to be inappropriate on the show, and Lord knows I keep my shows in G-rated when I go out on the road and stuff, so I'm a little retro, a little corny in that regard, but not that I haven't done it. When I started on comedy, everybody was blue, you know, but that, it's that, I'm just tired of that these days, so I try to be appropriate, so I use the word snarky if somebody says something. And I heard the president say, so they do listen. So I invite you to call 877-970-2999. Anytime, by the way, you got the airwaves. Get on the radio. Let us know what you're thinking. Something weird about that press conference yesterday. Am I right or wrong? Am I right? You know what? You know why? The president was nice to Jim Acosta from CNN. Come on. Come on. You know you saw that. You know you saw it. It's not just me. We talk around the table now. It's you and me. All right. All of a sudden, President Jim, then he always goes to John Roberts from Fox News, who is just a great journalist, you know. And John, what do you think, John? Then he hits the other guys around the room, and there was a million questions. And God bless the president. If it was me, I would pull a Ralph Cramden, everybody out. You know, I mean, I don't know how the president has the patience for it, or to stay in there and to tangle with the press like that. You know, and but every president always has, you know, somebody, a wise guy in the press corps. And Jim Acosta is President Trump's snarky wise guy, you know. But he was so nice to Acosta, Jim, when he, again. And then finally, Acosta keeps pushing him. And Acosta says, well, what about early on? And do you regret that you didn't put out something early on? And the president was great. He stepped back. I was so proud of President Trump. He goes like this. He just says, look, I got to be a cheerleader for this country. I can't just say we're all going to die and this is terrible. I'm going to try to be as positive as I can. We were on top of it. We had it. I shut down. And he said he shut down the flights from China to here, you know, while Nancy Pelosi was in Chinatown like a month, like really 2-3 weeks after the president shut down the flights from China to America. Pelosi's in Chinatown in San Francisco saying everybody party in New York. Mayor de Blasio as well. And Mayor de Blasio, by the way, doing a great job now. But Mayor de Blasio and his head of health, the New York City Health Commissioner, come on to New York. It's great. Let's have a parade. You know, so the president was so nice to Acosta. Immediately, I get suspect. I go, wait, something's up here. I don't know. And that is Dr. Fauci, who I'm getting to really like Dr. Fauci. Does the over-dramatized thing? That's what I'm thinking. It's Dr. Birx who I trust. Are you like me? I feel so at ease when Dr. Birx takes over. You know, she's just a wonderful, very talented person, very talented. But she, the way her approach is, she had the charts. And boy, New York and New Jersey, we failed the class yesterday. What happened? All the deaths happening in New York and New Jersey. But is it not because we have, like, you know, you know, 9 million people in New Jersey, 20 million people around New York City? I think it's just the numbers. The vast numbers is why the deaths are so high in New York. But there was just something off. And so give me a call at 877-970-2999 if you're feeling what I'm feeling. Because a little too friendly at that press conference last night, you know? So I'm going like, what is going on here, man? I'm feeling, what is going on? But, and I hope I'm wrong, and I think it's all going to be okay. But this, and this death toll, that's a little too out. And then it's great. And that's one thing, you know, when I see Governor Cuomo do his press conference, it's all him. It's all about Andrew Cuomo. He never once goes to the people around him. Do you ever see the camera shot when they pull back on the camera shot? And Governor Cuomo doing a great job, please. But he never goes to his health commissioner. He never goes to the experts. He never goes to anybody. It's all Andrew all the time. You give us 22 minutes. No, you give us 2 hours. We'll give you Andrew Cuomo. He's great. And he's doing a great job at it. But, oh, my God. So it's interesting because when I watch, the president will hand it off to Dr. Birx. Oh, that's a Dr. Fauci question. Here, Mike Pence doing a great job. Mike, come on up. And now they got the team. And I love the way, by the way, Mike Pence talks to Jim Acosta like Jim Acosta's a little spoiled baby, a little child, a spoiled dad. Well, Jim, here's what we're going to do, which is, I'm just enjoying the heck out of this, how we're watching this, you know. So it's just interesting to watch. Something's up. I'm not sure what it is. You'll call me and you'll let me know what your instinct is. We will get through this no matter what. You know, it's like this. It feels like we're in my neck of the woods where I see everything, and way out in Hunterdon County, there's a 66 cases. Listen to those numbers, 66 of the coronavirus. But still, it could get you. You got to be careful. And we have to be very, very vigilant. But what we could go? Is that the phone, Alice? In that? Oh, let me go. Wait a minute. Let me see. Let's grab. Let me just break protocol here just for a second. And jump on. Is that Andrew Cuomo on the phone? Governor Cuomo, is that you calling in the radio show, Governor Cuomo? Yes. Governor, is that you? No? Nothing? All right. That's all right. All right. Give us, you know, try. Here goes our bit. There goes our bit. Come on. What happened? Only us. I swear to God, only us. You know what? We have no one's around. It's only us like this. All right. I got to tell you what happened. See, now we blew it. We blew it right there. I should say, I called Frankie late last night. I said, you know, I'm watching Andrew Cuomo and getting a kick out of this. I said, you got to call in as Andrew Cuomo. But God forbid anything works in the studio. You know what I mean? Nothing works. Al, what happened, Al? No, nothing working there?
I think something's up with the phone. Hang on one second. We're
just
try
tell Frankie, come on in. Sit down in the studio. Do it right on live on mic. Don't worry about the phone thing. We thought we were going to give a phone thing. Can I ask you, can you do your governor? Because Murano does a great Andrew Cuomo. And I say, now would be the time to do it on April Fool's Days. So what happened, Frankie? Now the phone wasn't working.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Only us.
Let me
only
ask you a question. Is your phone
only
in mute?
Us.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Double checking?
Yeah.
Only us. I go, it's April Fool's Day. You do Andrew Cuomo, and then he goes, I'll phone in. I go, okay. As soon as we try to do something creative, it's going to break down because we don't have, I don't think we have, I don't know why it is, but it always is like that. So you could do it. Frankie, let's take a break and we come back. Will you do your Cuomo impression?
I will do
us,
whatever you like, Joe. Yes.
And then we could do, you don't have to do it on the phone. You could do it right there because it's too fun. It's too funny because I'm watching Andrew Cuomo and I'm saying, wait, that guy sounds just like Frank Murano. We do it. See, when you try to be snarky, and you try to be a wise guy, and it's April Fool's Day, nothing works. Nothing works in the studio. It's all right. Well, hey, listen, if this is the least of our problems, we're doing good. So let's go to Debbie. It's about 19 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Hi, Debbie. How are you? I had a whole bit. I got material. I got written. But you know what? I swear to God, it's what am I surprised?
It's April Fool's Day.
It's April Fool's Day. Yeah,
Joe,
hey, but The joke's on us as you say that. The governor's probably listening, saying, don't let that phone system work over there, you know. Exactly. Send somebody over. Oh, exactly. My God. But Frank does a great. Have you ever heard Frankie's Andrew Cuomo?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's we got to do it. We're going to do it when we go. We have to do it when we go. With respect to the governor, certainly. 20 after 6 o'clock. Debbie's out there. That's working. Thank you for that. We got a great show for you today. Kieran Lawler's with us.
You know what?
This
let's just can we just try this real quick?
No, absolutely not. It's Assemblyman Kieran Lawler, Dr. Ted Strange on the Congressman. Lee Zeldin is with us, and Eric Mitchell's with us. We got a great show. And you always at 877-970-2999. 20 after 6 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads, and we are coming back, Big Al. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to a fake Andrew Cuomo when we come back on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Hey, guys, alternate side parking rules remain suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Remember that MTA Essential Subway Plan in place, the BCWZ, the 6 and 7 Express, all remain suspended. The 3 and 5 still bypassing 110th Street because of last week's fire department activity over there. For all of our essential workers out there on the roads, let's go out to the New Jersey Turnpike North, getting up toward exit 9. It's an accident in the car lanes, and the eastbound BQE, you're building, getting up and out toward the Battery Tunnel. Some earlier problems on the LIE West in Queens cleared. And heading over to the Seaford Oyster Bay southbound, a Powell Ave into Bethpage, that's a disabled vehicle in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 55, sunny tomorrow, high of 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at AM970TheAnswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970 The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing. You won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me at nosafespaces.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow. You know, we love Mike Lindell. I thought he was so great with the president. He went through such criticism. You know what you got to do today? I want you to get good pillow products, you know, like the sheets and everything and the mattress topper, which I have. But boy, if this is not a time to support MyPillow, I don't know when it is, because Mike Lindell was great. And boy, he just went through, just because he believes in the Bible, he believes in God. Oh, like you're not supposed to, God forbid. You know what? And meantime, Mike has taken all of his MyPillow factories from Minnesota and several other around the country, and now he's making masks, you know, for hospitals. He's making surgical masks. Oh, he stepped up to help. Starting at 10,000 a day, he'll be making 50,000 masks a day. I mean, and when you criticize somebody like my friend Mike Lindell, You know, what are you doing? That's my, what are you doing? How are you stepping up? And now, not like, it's not enough. He's making the mask. Now he's giving you this. You buy one, get one free. That's buy one, get one free pricing on the My Pillows, which is spectacular. I changed my sheets yesterday. The Giza sheets are great. The My Pillows are great. I got three or four of them in my house, you know. My Pillow towels. Yes, I have those. Roll and go anywhere pillows, the duvet covers. The Giza pillowcases, got them, bolster pillows, neck pillows. If you go to the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com, you use the promo code AM970, or you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Yeah, you'll get this buy one, get one free on all the MyPillow products that I just told you about. AM970 is the promo code. By the way, if you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity, please. Buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, more and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
It's a Joe on the Radio, 625 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us. Dr. Strange is with us this morning. Yes, not Dr. Strange, Dr. Ted Strange. This is one of the great doctors. He's the vice chair of primary care for the Northwell Health and vice president of medical operations for Staten Island University Hospital. And we'll talk to Dr. Strange about everything that you're worried about. You know, Dr. Shaley Jane is with us. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have Pandemic 2020. Any question you have throughout the morning, you know, if you're sitting around and you're hanging around and you're doing, getting yourself going for the day and making some coffee, making some breakfast as you listen to the Piscopo Show in the morning, which we so appreciate. You know, you got a question, write it down, jot it down, talk to your kids, see what questions they have, and Dr. Jane will answer that for you. All right, and Eric Mitchell is going to join us. He's a Marine veteran and CEO of Life Flip Media. He's a cool cat, man. He's a Marine veteran, and we're going to talk to him about what's happening with the Olympics being postponed and everything that's going on because of the coronavirus. Kieran Lawler is going to join us at 7 o'clock. Assemblyman doing a great job up there in Albany. Speaking of great jobs, speaking of great Americans, Lee Zeldin, Congressman Lee Zeldin, great guy, represents New York's 1st District on Long Island, and we'll see what's going on down there. Because, you know, even though I got to ask Lee about this, where I just saw, and thanks for tweeting us and including us in the tweets, because you guys are so on top of everything. They think like we don't know. They think we don't listen, you know? But somebody just said, when you know how the Kennedy Center down there in Washington got $25 million. $25 million. You know who's on the board of the Kennedy Center? You know who's on the board on the Kennedy? Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's daughter. You know, Nancy Pelosi's daughter who puts all those vile tweets out there. Who just after Rand Paul, you know, she went and said something about Rand Paul's neighbor. Maybe Rand Paul's neighbor was right. I mean, just vicious family. I mean, gosh, almighty, they're like the mob of the politics down there. So Nancy Pelosi's daughter's on the board. And by the way, if I'm wrong, call me and tell me. But Nancy Pelosi's daughter's on the board of the Kennedy Center. And the Kennedy Center gets $25 million out of that recovery stimulus package. Are you kidding me? And then the Kennedy Center lays everybody off. Shouldn't they give their money back? I'm just saying, what's going on down there? Okay, it's Joe on the Radio. Hey, at 6:28, here we go. So if we had the governor of New York with us, you know, and we put out a call to Andrew Cuomo, who I've known 100 years, by the way. I knew Mario. That's how old I am. Yeah, I was friends with Mario Cuomo and proud to be. I know you think he was too liberal. I know Bob Grant couldn't stand Mario Cuomo. You know, as an Italian American, just the way Mario Cuomo would step up. I remember at the conventions, remember this famous speech that he made, and he just was always just a nice guy, a liberal through and through, but a good guy. So I knew Chris, but I knew Andrew. We see Andrew at a lot of functions. So here we have with us Frank Morano doing his infamous Governor Cuomo. So if I had the governor with us, and I said, okay, we have the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo. Thank you, governor, for joining us. We know how busy you are.
Top of the morning to you, Joseph. Thank you for having me. I wish it were under better circumstances.
The good news, the huge Navy ship came in yesterday. The president said we delivered on that. It got here sooner. What is the significance? Because you said that some of the reporting about the ship is right, some of it's wrong. What's the reality about what this event means, Governor Cuomo?
First of all, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my little brother, Chris, who, as you know, announced yesterday that he's been diagnosed with the coronavirus. I've spent a lot of time talking about Matilda's Law, which, as you know, Joe, has to do with looking after the elderly, people like my mother, your mother, and making sure they're taking the proper safety precautions. But this diagnosis of my baby brother, Chris, gives us an opportunity to talk about Mario's Law. Now, you mentioned Mario Cuomo, and I share your sentiment about his speech to the 1984 convention, which was, of course, so relevant and so resonated with Democrats and Americans all over the country. However, Mario's Law says that the least favorite Cuomo child will always do something to get attention. So what did we see in the last 2 weeks? We saw the attention of the state of New York being captivated by its governor, Andrew Cuomo. So what was my little brother to do? Obviously, this is someone very accomplished, a law degree, a CNN anchor, and someone that couldn't bear to be without the spotlight. And it had been a while, Joseph, between him getting into fist fights with right-wing extremists on the internet and so forth, etc. So he had to do something. I have my suspicions about what he was actually doing in terms of hand-washing, but it's an important lesson for us. Everyone is subject to this virus. It is the great equalizer, right? Unfortunately, my ex-wife, Kerry Kennedy, isn't yet one of them.
I only mention
this to point out that it could affect everybody. As for your question, Joe, the reality is President Trump sent the U.S. Navy ship Comfort to New York. It's in New York Harbor, and the Comfort and a federal facility that we built at more precisely, that I built at the Javits State Convention Center. Those two facilities, 2,500 beds in Javits, 1,000 beds at the ship, will serve as basically a relief valve for the hospitals.
Do you give the president any credit, Governor? Do you give the president any credit in doing anything that helped
New York? I give the president any credit? Is the president stepping up? Are they keeping their word? I can only say this. Look, I said to the president privately, I've said it publicly, we need to work together in partnership. There are some issues that bind us, like trying to screw over Bill de Blasio, etc. This is the essence of federal-state relations, right? This is how we deal with these type of situations, right? If the president is helping the state of New York, I will be the first person to say so. If we have a difference, I will be the first person to say so. And Joseph, if you remember where we were a year ago, 2 years ago in this state, they were criticizing me for letting people out of prison, cop killers and other murderers and so forth, and allowing them to vote, etc. You may recall the criticism now. Look at where we are. Imagine how insignificant that looks in comparison. You may remember 5 months ago when we gave driver's licenses to the undocumented, right?
Everybody, illegals.
Well, you call them illegal. I call them undocumented. You should know, Joe, that I am an illegal immigrant, right? Now, I'm just thrilled that I finally got a driver's license as an illegal immigrant. But when you use that term illegal, it takes away from the crisis at hand, which is we're facing a public health crisis today. And tomorrow, we are going to face an economic crisis. Now, you may not see them or you may not hear them, but they're... I have assembled behind me a tremendous panel of experts. I'm not going to...
Have you?
I'm not going to go to them.
We haven't heard from them.
You're not going to have the opportunity to ask them any questions. But you should take comfort, and New Yorkers and all Americans should take comfort in the fact that Howard Zucker is here, that Bill Mulroe is here, that Larry Schwartz is here. And even though... they're not saying anything. New Yorkers should be comforted by the fact that they were standing right here. All right. If you'll excuse me, Joseph, I got to go to work.
Got Governor Cuomo right there, Frankie Five Boroughs.
That's the most you've ever let him speak.
It's great. Frank, that was great. April Fool's Day with Piscopo in the morning. That's Frank Morano right there doing his best Andrew Cuomo. We'll have more from Frankie as we move on. 6:35, right? Joseph, right? Look, you know, I always said to Andrew Cuomo, he sounds like remember Alan Funt? Remember Candid Camera? We thought it would be funny, you know, with that cadence in his voice. But God bless him and Godspeed, Governor Cuomo. Thanks for letting us have some fun with our very own Mr. Frank Morano. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right now at AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Alternate side parking rules will remain suspended for another 2 weeks in New York City while 10 playgrounds are being closed due to social distancing violations. Officials continue to look for ways to slow the spread of coronavirus. Mayor de Blasio has warned that more playgrounds could be closed if people don't follow the rules. Health experts say washing your hands regularly and staying away from people who aren't in your immediate family are the most effective ways to curb the spread of COVID-19. A continuing wave of patients is threatening to completely overwhelm the city's hospitals, and steps are being taken to increase capacity while more supplies are also being brought in. And with so many unemployed New Yorkers during the outbreak, there's major concern as the first of the month is here and rent is due. Governor Cuomo laid down the law yesterday when discussing people getting evicted. Some local politicians are proposing rent breaks along with additional needs of support for tenants, but so far no deal has been made. Meantime, some landlords feel help should go both ways, adding they should get a break in taxes if they're giving tenants a break in paying rent. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules, again, as you just mentioned, will be suspended through April 14th. And keep in mind that MTA Essential Subway plan in place, the BCWZ, the 6 and 7 Express, all remain suspended. Also, the 3 and 5 still bypassing 110th Street because of that fire department activity from last week. Let's go out to the Seaford Oyster Bay, heading south at Powell Ave, getting into Bethpage. It looks like a disabled vehicle there. Let's go to the eastbound BQE right at the Brooklyn Bridge. It's an accident. Again, our essential workers getting to and from work. Thank you so much for your service. Garden State Parkway northbound at 131, getting reports of a disabled tractor trailer in the way. New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 9, accident on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 55. Sunny tomorrow, high of 56 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing. And Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? A happy April Fool's Day, 639. This is no joke. We're telling you about Empire State Bank. Can I tell you about Empire State Bank? They've been in business over 15 years. Empire State Bank is your hometown bank, your banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks. You know that, right? You want to be treated with respect. I'll tell you, I get no respect at all. You want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. I've seen this firsthand with Phil Guarneri and Tom and the great team over at Empire State Bank. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers, a little one-on-one for you, you know, and you will be able to connect electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe. You could do it electronically. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. You can go, please, to esbna.com. Got to check it out. esbna.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true.
The Beatles. There's the Beatles. There's the boys. Every time I hear this, Frank, I look at all my notes. I go, is James Rosen on? Did we book James Rosen this morning? Wait a minute.
I believe he's on tomorrow.
He's great.
By the way, for people that like the Beatles, you may remember about a year or so ago, Jeffrey Lyons told us about this film called Yesterday, which he liked, but which didn't get any Academy Award nominations.
Yeah, I love that film.
You saw it.
Yes.
So I saw it, too, over the weekend. I thought
it was absolutely
terrific. Thank you. I really loved it.
So this is a film, and now and I'm flipping around. I go, I got to catch up on television because the last 6 years on the radio, you don't have a life. You really don't. But which is, I'm not complaining because we have such fun on the radio here, and I take this with such a great, respectful responsibility in that you're joining us. And then we go out, like, I'm doing this, and then I'm on the road. I'm doing this, and then I'm on the road, and then I'm on TV, and I'm on the road. It's crazy. So now I can sit back. I can watch something. I see yesterday on the on the infinity breakdown there. So I punch up yesterday. This is about a kid from London. And I don't know what he gets hit. I don't want to give it away, but he, for some reason, no one's ever heard of the Beatles before. And Al, I don't want to ruin it. Al, you don't mind if we ruin it for you.
No, right?
I see. I don't have a problem because it's on HBO.
The audience might not have seen it, but I
but
think
we're
you just
talking
did a good
about
job.
It. You can't, every single movie we want to talk about, you don't want to tell anybody because you don't want to ruin
no,
it.
No, but you see what Joe did? Joe just gives the plot of the film. You give spoilers. You give.
Yeah, because the movie came out a year ago.
No, hold on a second.
Have you watched Contagion
no,
yet?
No, I'm
well, too bad.
Away.
We're going to tell you what the ending is.
Stop. Someone dies in Contagion,
right?
Right?
A lot of people.
Okay, there it is.
My goodness.
No, but it's true. I try to be as vague as I can because if someone doesn't
some band that's called the Eatles.
No, I mean that's fine to say that
existed.
So they had this kid, and it's like, even if imagine a world without the Beatles, that's what this is about. And I got to tell you, this the kid that I don't know who the actor is, and I should know, but he was great. The
He's an Indian, but not an Indian, you know, just so that you know we make it clear or vague. I mean, come on, stop already.
Go ahead, Frank.
No, the actor's name is Himesh Patel.
Did a great job. He did a great job. And I got to tell you, how funny was it with all the different songs?
Oh, it was
terrific.
I'm
so glad you saw
well
that
done.
Film.
No, I'm not
yeah, because and where is it going to go? How's it going to end? What's going on? They did a storyline. And you know, I don't want to give it away, but at the end when you...
Oh, come on.
Give it away.
No.
Come on. Everyone dies.
A lot of people are going to want to see it, I think.
They don't. I shouldn't say anything.
No. A lot of people are going to want to see it.
A lot of people want to see it. I got to have HBO.
Yeah, a lot of people have HBO.
I don't know.
You can go on demand. Can you order yesterday on demand? You may enjoy. If you're a real Beatles fan, you'll love this film. How about that? That's good enough. But
if you
so
hate the Beatles, you'll love it.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
If you like James Rosen, you'll love this film.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
You, great. Everything's great. 6:44 with Joe on the radio. So, Frankie, I got to tell you, great. You know what? The nuance of the Governor Cuomo impression that you do, and that's what I, every time I was on Saturday Night Live, I would do an impression. I would always do something esoteric that not many people would get, but you always look forward to that one person walking up to you saying, I saw how you did that move, that one move like that. Like, actually, even like, what did we do? When I was on the cruise last year, the Schmooze Cruise, we were on the Atlantis with Captain Fred, and then I did a Bruce thing, did Bruce Springsteen with Mikey, my son, and then Eric Metaxas came over and he said, you know, your chin was just the way, and I was so pleased that Metaxas, that Eric picked that up because, you know, you get into the Bruce mode, and it's a little esoteric things like that that I like to do when I do impression. Look, when you do Governor Cuomo, look, he takes the beat. And then I always said, and we talked about it yesterday, how he repeats the question. He asks the question, and then doesn't he do that? He'll put something, why is that the question? And he goes on, and it's great. Joseph, and he would probably, I think he calls me Joseph when he.
I think he does. Yeah, no, because he's just so incredibly, pretentious. Right, well, he just can't help himself.
Well, we with respect.
I remember he used to call into the only radio show that he used to go on was Fred Dicker's radio show in Albany.
Yeah, up in Albany.
Yeah,
sure.
And then they had a falling out. But everyone in the world calls Fred Dicker Fred. Right, everyone in the world. Fred Dicker's mother used to call him Fred.
So what did
Andrew used to need to call in and call him Frederick? Nobody's calling him Frederick, but Andrew would call in and he would say Frederick. It's so Cuomo.
That is so. But they had a falling out. What happened? What happened?
Policy. Yeah, exactly.
They said what? What? He's on the Cuomo Island.
And
it was so great. Wait. What you said? You said Fredo. Fredo got he got coronavirus because he didn't like Andrew was getting all the attention.
That's true.
I love it. Great. That is great.
Andrew believes that. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, no, he said yesterday in his press conference, he mentioned about how, and here's the he had my mother over, and this is a problem. Like, and he was going on about how he had the mother
over. That's good, Al. Yeah. That's so funny. Hey, but the thing is, it's not like when he's talking about that. Is there really a contention? Did you see the CNN interview when the governor went on Chris's show? Did you see that?
I saw a good portion of it. Yeah.
Now that was all put on. Tell me that was all put on.
Which one? Because he's been on every night.
Has he been on every night?
Pretty much.
But he was on many times over the last
week. Oh, all right. Well, there was one where they were so contentious back and forth. That was put on, right? I mean, isn't that for fun? Hopefully that's for fun because it looked like mom and the governor started the interview with mom made me come on. I didn't want to. And then they went back and forth.
Yeah,
and
it was about him running for president, right?
Yeah. Right.
And then Chris, you know, you were the brother, and they went back and forth. So hopefully that's friendly barbs.
And he took a dig at him the night before he found out that he was diagnosed with coronavirus. He said, "Well, you know, I'm in Albany. You're in the basement. You work an hour a day. Must be nice to make a lot of money."
But, I got...
also, the thing with those two specifically is they're 13 years apart, right?
So, interesting.
It's not as if they grew up going to the same schools, walking home together.
I got you.
I mean, how far apart are you and your siblings, Joe?
Yeah, 18 months, man. 18 back
so
in the
you
day,
guys are
they,
all...
my mom, God bless her, you know,
you
back
guys
in the
all
day.
Kind of grew up together, came of age together, right? So my oldest sibling is 10 years younger than me, and that is a huge gulf, right? But 10 years in age, 13 years is even more substantial. So they never really were peers growing up or as they were coming about their careers together. They never sort of did their thing. So they kind of evolved separately.
Interesting. Now, with all my kids, I mean, I have a span between only 40 years. Wow.
Yeah. Right. 40 no, that's years a perfect example. Decades. Right. So Joey is not going to be as tight with, I don't think.
Charlie?
Yeah. Well, it's not even a question of tightness. It's a question of the kind of relationship they have. Joey and Charlie are going to have a different relationship
Frankie, you're right in assuming that they are best friends. It is the cutest thing to watch. I'm telling you, I don't know how it is. Is it blood? Is it whatever it is? But here I got Joey, you know, who was my first. Joey looks like he's 25, by the way, you know, but he's over 30. And then I got Charlie is she's 9. The two of them together is a joy to watch. I'm telling you.
No.
I think there's
right. Well,
but
again,
your point is
not,
taken.
Not
I got
that they
it.
Aren't close. It's that Joey is not going to confide in Charlie and come to her for advice and her to borrow money. It's just certain things you do with people that are the same age or within 2 years, 3 years, that you're not going to do with someone that's 13 years younger.
I'm calling Joey to borrow money.
You could just not talk to them like me and my sister.
Exactly.
So
Al, you're the worst. You see what I'm saying?
Just saying.
You got to go.
We only have 4 years, but it's like, light years. So
let's make the way for Charlie Finch. I know we got to break. Charlie, we're going to Debbie, but we always love having you on, Professor. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Want to see a great film on YouTube for free, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Dave Clark 5, Having a Wild Weekend. They're a great feature film.
You're right.
You catch us if you can. Now, April Fool's Day, Joe, began with the old Roman calendar. New Year's Day was March 25th, so April 1 was the octave, the eighth day, when everyone played a little joke on each other. And it was a tribute to the goddess of agriculture, Demeter. Pluto came out from the underworld while Demeter's daughter, Persephone, was picking daffodils and tried to snatch the daughter away. And Demeter chased Pluto into hell and snatched her back. A perfect metaphor for the beginning of spring and beating the coronavirus.
Onward and forward, Charlie. Thank you. We're trying to stay positive. You're absolutely right. A lot to get into. Kieran Lawler is going to join us top of the hour. And Congressman Lee Zeldin with us as well on the program at 6:51. Debbie Duhaime, she is working diligently. Are you still at home, Deb, as you do this?
Yes, I'm
I
home.
Love
I have
it.
My little studio set up in my little spare room here. And, kind of a little office here. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
No place
How are
for
you
me
doing?
To no place for me to stay when I come over, huh? Hell, hey, wait a minute now.
You've never been here. I've been to your house when we remember when Frank, Al, and I went to
the
your
best.
House for the
we
big, gotta
do
big
another
barbecue.
One. You know what? It was so far. I'm so far out in the boondocks, and I don't know if Al or Frank ever make that trek again. But it was great when everybody came out. When Al was the cook.
Yes.
Poor Al had
great.
To work all day. I know. Hey, Deb, thank you so much for staying with us. 6:51. There's still traffic, which amazes me on this April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, Deb. How are we doing this morning?
Joe, let's see what's happening. Our essential workers are out there. They're getting to and from work and, of course, to emergency situations. So thank you so much to all of our essential workers, our EMS workers, our doctors, nurses, bankers, grocers, truckers, everybody out there. You know we love you so much. Let's go out to the eastbound BQE. You're slowing down right by the Brooklyn Bridge. It's an accident in the right lane. If you're taking a ride to the Seaford Oyster Bay south of Powell Ave into Bethpage, a stalled vehicle just being cleared in the Garden State Parkway North at 131. They just cleaned up a stalled vehicle there as well. The essential subway plan in place, the BCWZ, the 6 and 7 Express, all suspended for the MTA essential subway plan. LIRR, Metro North, New Jersey Transit, all running with reduced schedules. 3 and 5 trains are still bypassing 110th Street because of fire department activity from last week. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Five Boroughs and Big Al. Love having you with us on AM 970, The Answer. When I tell you about balance of nature, I tell you about balance of nature with love and respect for you, trying to build up your immunity system. And I'm telling you what works for me, what works for Frankie and Al and Debbie, the morning team. We are all on the balance of nature journey, and we want you to join us. Because when I tell you it's 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, I know from my experience, being a health nut, and I've always been a health nut my whole life, that this is nothing but antioxidants in a vegetarian capsule. Fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients. That's what's brilliant about balance of nature. That's what every time I talk to Dr. Howard, I go over what's in balance of nature. Do you have the antioxidants that I use in balance of nature? And a perfect example, when I talked to Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, I said, I told you this before, what about pycnogenol? You know, it was pine bark. I would always take pycnogenol. That was like a organic kind of antioxidant, but then some guy bought it and said, it's ridiculously expensive, a pycnogenol is, you know. So Sue goes, no, we have resveratrol in there. We have it from the grapes. We put it in. She knew, they know exactly what's in the every little capsule of balance of nature. And it's everything that you would take from a vitamin. So I want you to get your head off, if you would, of the vitamin thing, because I was so all vitamins all the time. I would get a whole handful of vitamins and take them all. I don't do that anymore. All you need is balance of nature. A daily dose of balance of nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's as natural and as raw as you can get, as if you're eating the fruit itself. And now this from the Howards. You get 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And free shipping. Free shipping, 35% off. You may want to just try to call. All right? Because I try to tell you what's good for you. You got to try Balance of Nature, please. 800-2468-751. Just like that. 800-2468-751. You'll even have your own health coach when you call. Or you could start here. Balanceofnature.com. Just remember, please, to use the discount code The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine today, breezy and cool with a high of 54. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy and chilly tonight, low near 40. Some sun giving way to clouds tomorrow, windy and quite cool, high 56. For Friday, plenty of clouds, breezy and quite cool with a chance of a shower and a high just 54. AM 970, The Answer.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
My kind of town, baby. Second city. Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Great town. Oh, I am so Chicago. Due for a trip to Chicago. Ooh, am I due for a trip to Chicago? And we got to get Mancow back on the show, Frankie Five Boroughs, you know? Get Mancow Absolutely. Back in. Check out how we're doing. You know, it's the news is so dire. It's going to be a bumpy 2 weeks. We got this, all right? We're going to stay on the radio. We are here for you. We're going to get through this. We got everybody in place. And a shout out to the Cuomo family and for letting us have some fun this morning. I don't know that we're done having some fun with that this morning, but to the governor, and we wish Andrew and his brother, Chris, I almost said Fredo, Chris, all the best, because he has the coronavirus, you know, and President Trump leading the way in a stellar fashion. We're okay. We're going to be okay. It's just going to be a little bumpy in the next couple of weeks, and I know we can do this. Dr. Ted Strange is going to join us. Kieran Lawler from Albany is going to jump in right after the news. Congressman Lee Zeldin. Hey, Dr. Shalil Jain will join us, and Eric Mitchell. It's Piscopo in the morning. We ain't going nowhere. We're waiting for you to come on back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City now has a quarter of all the COVID-19 cases in the United States with 43,000. Mayor de Blasio says the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Queens will be equipped with 350 beds. The mayor also said before the coronavirus outbreak, there were 20,000 city hospital beds, and by next week, that number will triple due to the outbreak. New York State's unemployment system experiencing outages due to the high number of calls received, coupled with extremely high traffic on the website during the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Cuomo apologized during his daily briefing. More than 80,000 people filed for unemployment during the week, ending March 21st. State officials say New Jersey's long-term care facilities are a big concern during the pandemic. State Health Commissioner Judith Percelli says 81 of the state's 375 long-term care facilities have reported at least one case of the coronavirus. State recorded almost 2,200 new confirmed cases. There are now 18,696 confirmed cases in New Jersey and 267 fatalities. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively doing their part to help during the coronavirus crisis. The celebrity couple donating $400,000 to four New York City hospitals. The gesture comes after Lively and Reynolds pledged $1 million to food banks in the U.S. and Canada. New York, the most virus-stricken state, with over 75,000 confirmed cases. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.